This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Members of the Association of Village Council Presidents are mourning one of their own. Board members offered condolences to the family and extended family of Peter Moore, the organization's traditional chief, longtime leader, and elder in the region. KYUK's Johanna Urich spoke with some of the people now looking back on a man they worked with and followed.
During his 87 years in Amonok, Peter Moore was a fisherman, a veteran of the National Guard, and many search and rescues, and more. He was there at the beginning of the Association of Village Council Presidents. Vivian Corthius, the chief executive officer at AVCP, grew up in Amonok, calling him Uncle Peter. Moore left behind years of service and many admirers, including Edward Adams from the nearby village of Nunam Ikwa. Adams, who is now in his 60s, recalls moose hunting during a blizzard in the late 70s with Moore and a group of young men. They didn't know which way to go. He remembers telling the younger men to follow the chief, pointing to Moore, who was wearing a parka with a huge ruff. Years later, he was at a gathering of AVCP where Moore was presiding as traditional chief. The way he tells it, Moore approached Adams to ask him if he would serve as second chief. Adams said he would if nominated. Moore responded by pointing to a box, saying there was a white kusbuck there just his size. Adams chuckles, telling the story, explaining that traditional chiefs all wear white kusbucks at AVCP conferences. Laughing harder, he says, quote, Peter had a sense of humor. Others remember the steadying influence Peter Moore had on his community and region. Myron Nanning, who worked with him at AVCP, says, quote, Peter was pretty steady in what he believed and encouraged everyone to do the best job we could for the villages. And he believed in fishing. Jack Schulteis, who runs the Quick Pack processing plant buying salmon on the lower Yukon River, says of his old friend, quote, Peter was pure gold, a true fisherman, adding that Moore went to every Board of Fish meeting to testify for the interests of Yukon fishermen. Long before he became AVCP's traditional chief, Peter Moore worked in his community of Imonik, doing whatever was needed. No task was too small. Moore built coffins in the village and later taught younger men to do the same. Now that it is Moore's turn to need one, the skills he transferred to them many years ago are still alive and well. He prepared them, and it's now their turn to help, so family and friends can grieve and bury Peter Moore, a man who led the way for so many. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.
Turning now to public health. 2 weeks ago, a coyote wandered into the village of Quinnahock and got into a fight with a dog. Residents shot the coyote, sent it in for testing, and it turned out the animal had rabies. Then the village had a choice, balancing the risk of rabies with the risk of inviting a veterinarian into the community during the COVID-19 pandemic. We learn more in this story from KYUK's Greg Kim.
My dog kicked the coyote's ass.
That morning, Jonathan Alexi had woken up early, and he just put on a pot of coffee.
Just when I sat down, my dog started this really loud barking and growling, and like he's fighting or something.
Alexi ran outside to find his German Shepherd in a battle with a coyote. He turned back inside to grab his shotgun.
Next thing you know, the coyote's across the road, limping away.
Alexi says his dog walked away from the skirmish unscathed. The coyote retreated into Alexi's neighbor's yard, where Mike Smith had just walked out to investigate why all the dogs in the neighborhood had gone crazy.
My grandpa's dogs were barking in my direction, and when I looked at our neighbor's dogs, they were barking in my direction.
When Smith turned around, he saw the animal. At that moment, his aunt walked out of her house, and Smith hollered at her to toss him a gun. He caught the shotgun and unloaded a round at the coyote, but he missed.
The coyote was still walking toward me, and all I had was that empty gun.
Smith sprinted into his grandpa's house to grab another gun, and he didn't miss a second time. Tribal Police Chief John Peter says this isn't the first coyote they've seen in Quinnahock this year.
This year there has been wolves and coyotes really close to the village. That's not normal.
He says people think the animals wander into the village because they're hungry.
Hardly any caribou.
Peter's observations are confirmed by data. Over the past 3 years, the Mulchotna caribou population has fallen by half, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Quinnahock residents say that's causing predators to come into town, creating dangerous situations. In this case, even more dangerous, because the coyote turned out to be rabid. Last week, the community invited veterinarian Lori Mathaler-Mullins to come in. Over the course of a few days, she vaccinated the dog that fought the coyote and all the other dogs in Quinnahock she could find.
We know that there's rabies in the wildlife here, so we want every dog protected.
While she's been vaccinating dogs against rabies, Mathaler-Mullins has been wearing a mask at all times and maintaining social distance. She knows it wasn't an easy decision to invite someone from out of town. Like many villages, Quinnahock has strict travel restrictions in place to protect the community from another disease, COVID-19. Every single person coming in or out of Quinnahock, even residents, have to get permission from Tribal Services Director Elizabeth Church.
Even residents and everybody.
Every single person, yep.
And Church says the vet was the first non-resident allowed into Quinnahock since the travel restrictions began. Only one person in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has tested positive for COVID-19 so far. Church says that's evidence that the village travel restrictions are working. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Lastly, economics. The coronavirus is making it tough for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta to meet its economic goals. Shelley Wade with the Agnew Beck Consulting Firm is the project manager for updating the region's federally required economic plan. Wade says the five-year regional economic development plan and its annual updates are important elements for getting state and federal funds.
Having the priorities identified in a regional document is often a very important criteria or a requirement from a federal or even state agency that is looking at investing in a region.
The group working on the plan is meeting today to look at updating it, considering the impacts the coronavirus pandemic is having on the region. Wade says the timeline is very short, but she expects the group is going to have to look at it.
So to the degree that we can consider and incorporate something about COVID-19, we absolutely will. But again, that's for discussion with the committee. We certainly cannot ignore it because it is a critical part of what is happening to all of our communities right now.
The plan right now includes, among other things, initiatives to promote export of local goods, education to create an aviation workforce, initiatives to reduce energy costs, and improve transportation. In total, there are 17 initiatives in the plan. Wade says people can weigh in on what they would like to see happen in the region economically by going to the Association of Village Council Presidents website.
So tell us your top five and submit your name, and you could be eligible to win a prize. And again, all of this information you can find on ABCP's Economic Development webpage.
Wade says the deadline for those comments and ideas is coming right up. It's April 26. She points out that this planning document was crucial for getting the money for Utlet-Narvet's recent airframe and power plant school and the $21.3 million grant to build a permanent barge dock in Amonic. Lastly, today at 1 p.m., tune in for KYUK's River Update. That's, again, on KYUK at 1 p.m. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News UkTune coming up.